The issue of yichud when taking a taxi. The prohibition of being alone with the opposite gender, due to the prohibition of yichud, does not only apply in the privacy of one's home, or in a room or building, but even outside, such as inside a car. And therefore, when one is getting a ride with a driver that's the opposite gender, or one is giving a ride to a passenger of the opposite gender, the question arises as whether this poses a prohibition of yichud or not. This places special significance towards taking a taxi. Usually most taxi drivers are male, and a female passenger who's Jewish would have this question of whether there is an isser of yichud involved in entering the taxi and being alone with this man inside the car. So the great poskim of this generation brought up this issue to the public, that people have to be aware of the laws of yichud that have to be followed when taking a taxi. It was brought up by the Gusmaisha, as well as by the Rebbe in a talk in 1991, that the Rebbe mentioned to the public that when a woman takes a taxi with a male taxi driver, she has to be careful to abide by the laws of yichud. So what exactly are the regulations involved in a woman taking a taxi with a male taxi driver? So in the laws of yichud, we have a number of different aspects that break yichud, meaning that even though they are technically alone, halacha looks at it that they're not alone, or that they're alone, but no sin will come as a result of this aloneness, and therefore it's allowed. The first aspect of allowance is called Pesach Pasuach. When the area that the person is in yichud is openly visible to the public, either they can come in or they can see, then it's not considered yichud because you're really not alone. There's many other eyes peeking. So that automatically tells us that whenever the taxi is driving in an area that there are other cars or passerbyers, and it is light enough to see inside the car, then the isser of yichud would not be applicable. So practically, during daytime hours, on most roads that people drive through the roads, there would be no isser of yichud. However, to take some back street road that nobody ever goes to would be yichud even during the day. Regarding at night, a street or road that's not well lit and no one can see inside your car would have an isser of yichud irrelevant of how many people are outside. While a road that is well lit, it would depend on, are there cars still out? Are there people still out at this hour? So practically, every person should contact a Rav of their town, of their city, to find out until what hours is there no Isra Yichud applicable in their area, being that there are still people outside, and at what hour does the Isra of Yichud begin to apply. There are two other Heterim besides for these two, meaning, besides for the previous one, meaning that even in the event that it's a time that Yichud's applicable, such as it's not a well-lit road or there's no cars out anymore, etc., there are still two other possibilities to permit yichud and let her take a taxi at a late hour at night when no one else is around, even though it's a male taxi driver. The next aspect is the amount of people in the car. According to Ashkenazi ruling of the Ramah, if there are four women inside the car together with the male driver, it is permitted to take a taxi with a male driver at any time at night and in any road, as four women and one man breaks yichud even at night. In the event that there are only three women in the car, some place can allow in a time of need for them to take a male taxi driver even late at night, even in an area that there are people no longer out. Regarding the amount of men, so yichud is only broken if there are three kosher men in the car. So if it's less than three women, if it's one or two women inside the car, and there are two kosher men, there's still an isser of yichud. In order for yichud to be broken, you know, either have three kosher men or 3/4 women in the car. Now there is one more aspect of allowance, and that is called Baila Ba'ir. The Isser of Yichud does not apply to a woman whose husband is in the city. We discussed this in a previous halacha, because of the innate fear that she has due to her husband's presence in the same city. So the sages did not suspect that she would come succumb to a sin, and therefore Yichud is permitted. So seemingly this would allow any married woman to take taxis at any time and in any area in the same city as her husband. But in truth, this is not so simple, as we explained in one of the previous lessons on this topic, that the Rapaiskim will say the heter of Balabir only applies when she's at home, because he may come home at any moment. But when she's in some taxi in some random area in the city where he has no clue where she is, there's no fear involved in her part. He can't find her for the life of him. And therefore, these Paiskim say the heter of Balabir does not apply. So practically due to this, in summary, a woman who is traveling at an hour or through a road that there's a prohibition of yichud, and she does not have another three or two women in the car with her to break yichud, then she should either get a woman taxi driver or make other arrangements for the evening. Have her husband pick her up, etc. In a time of need, if the woman's husband is in the city, then if what we're discussing is a short journey and her husband calls her during the journey in this taxi, there is room to be lenient even during times that yichud is applicable. And this is based on the fact that some places can hold that Balabir always allows yichud, and also that now the husband is currently on the phone with his wife, and there is innate fear involved just based on that. Nonetheless, as the Rebbe himself suggested, in all cases of question, one is to contact the Rav to receive direction of what to do regarding taking a male taxi driver.